Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews, I am William Lamo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, you?
Good. Just listening to sports radio.
Yeah, you know, kind of a quiet, you know, weekend sports. I mean, other than the, you know, the Big East tournament. And,
today's
selection. What did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Oh no, I was just saying that today's selection Sunday in the NCAA.
That is correct. And
they're selecting the 64 teams that's going to be in the
NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
You know when they'll reveal the answers?
Today.
Yeah, I know they're going to reveal today, but you have my time.
It should be within the next hour or so, I think. Because I think, aren't all the tournaments done already? I mean, the Big East tournament was last, the Big East championship was last night.
And, you know who won?
Was it Georgetown? I have no idea. I think Georgetown could have been in it.
But yeah, it kind of snuck up on me. I didn't check up on that.
I don't remember. Just heard them talking about it. So.
I guess I'll check on after the show, I suppose.
Okay.
And if you want to check it out, it's up to you.
Yeah, sure. Let me check it out real quick here, since I'm on the internet.
Yeah, I just got off of myself too. But you know, we'll talk, you know, NBA hoops, we'll talk a little Knicks basketball with their you know, with their historic win yesterday over the Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks. We'll talk a little bit about that. You know, the pending free agency. Fuck Mets and Yankees. Have a little debate about that also. A little discussion about that. Talk about the Monday Night War part two with the, you know, potential WrestleMania matchups that they're, you know, the WWE is setting up for these for their the WrestleMania, the preview for WrestleMania 26, which will be on March 28th.
2 weeks
And also,
away.
what did you say?
Oh, 2 weeks away
Yep.
from WrestleMania.
Yeah, officially 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
14 days away. And of course, TNA, they're pulling out all the stops to try to compete with WWE with a return of with a debut of a wrestling legend. We'll talk about that also later on the show. But first, I guess we'll lead off with a little hoops. You don't
Oh, and
mind.
I just checked. West Virginia won the biggest championship last night. They beat the Georgetown Hoyas in the championship game.
Congratulations to the West Virginia.
Yeah. You know, I don't care for them.
Yeah, I'm not really, you know. I get interested in the, you know, the big. I mean, I'm a, you know, Pacers guy, but more, you know, NBA.
Yeah, me too.
I get more interested in, you know, Big East and NCAA. You know, when Knicks have a potential lottery pick,
Right.
but Knicks should be getting a lottery pick. But of course, the Marbury trade, it's going to Utah, so.
Yep, that went out the window. So our only draft pick right now, it looks like it could be LeBron. He's not really a draft pick. Be a free agent. So.
If you want to call Cleveland Cavaliers a minor league team or NCAA team, if you want to call them that,
Yeah.
without them, they might be, but with them, they are a championship contending team.
And probably going to the finals this year against the Lakers.
Looks like it's going to be Cleveland Cavaliers versus Boston Celtics for the Eastern Conference Finals, and then
Well, I
Lakers.
don't know about the Boston Celtics. Yeah, something's been going on with them.
But do you think Nate's mess up their chemistry, or
No, but
they're
all
just
season
not
long.
hungry?
Yeah, they're not the same team from 2 years ago.
Yeah, they got their butt kicked by, I believe, Memphis or Wizards. They from a they got their butt kicked by like a team. Like they
They
got
got
blown
their
out by
butt kicked
like.
by the Nets.
Right, yeah, that too.
You know? I mean, if you get beat by the Nets, then come on, man. There's something wrong with you.
And as Knicks fans, we know
Well,
about that.
Nets, Knicks suck anyway, so.
Well, yeah. But give Knicks credit. I mean, they did blow out the Dallas Mavericks. They ended the Dallas Mavericks 13-game winning streak. And they exact the revenge because at the Garden, the same Maverick team embarrassed the Knicks at the Garden by 50 points. And what did the Knicks do last night? They embarrassed Mavericks in their home in Dallas by 34 points, which is an NBA record. No team has exacted their revenge this greatly. And not to mention to stop a team streak with a 13 or more winning streak. So congratulations to the Knicks. And that's probably the last time we're going to say congratulations to the Knicks until the free agency.
Man, I think the Knicks won last night because the Dallas Mavericks were looking forward to that Pacquiao fight. They're looking to watch it on TV, so. But then, you know, they weren't interested in the game last night.
Maybe they were looking at the Mavericks cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, I forgot about that. Wasn't the Pacquiao fight in Dallas Stadium or something?
I believe so. Pacquiao, he defeated Clowney, I believe the guy's name, by a unanimous decision.
Yeah, that guy could fight, man.
Yeah, him and Floyd Mayweather were supposed to fight against each other, but Mayweather called off the fight because what you said?
He's a pussy.
Well, according to Mayweather, the reason why he called it off is because he wanted them to get testing for steroids and performance-enhancing stuff. But, you know, to prove that he's you know, he doesn't take the stuff. And he said that with every fight he does, he always requests that in the contract. But according to him, Pacquiao backed out of the fight, you know, because of that. But we shall see.
Yeah.
Hopefully that match will get done in the future.
We shall see.
I mean, that is Mayweather's, you know, reputation. I mean, he is one of the best fighters in this era. But the problem with him is, like, he's kind of like Lennox Lewis. It's like they're great boxers, but they're not like the old school boxers that, you know, like Ali and Frazier, Lewis, Marciano. Those guys, they're power punchers, but they could take the punch.
Yep.
You know, they'll sacrifice their body just to knock you out. You know, like Lennox Lewis and Floyd Mayweather. You know, those guys they're like cerebral boxers. It's like they won't take the risk to knock you out. If they'll leave their body vulnerable, you know, they play smart. They, you know, they'd rather win by decision than to, you know, knock you out.
Yeah, they're smart boxers. You know, they don't go for the knockout like Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Or Tommy Hitman Hearns.
Yeah, all the legendary boxers, you know, they could take a punch. I mean, they could, like the saying goes, they could dish it. As well as they could take it.
Yeah.
But these guys, I mean, you can't blame the guys. I mean, you wouldn't want to get punched in. You see what happened to Ali. He has Parkinson's disease, you know. You know, because taking all those blows to that body and the head, I mean, it has lingering effects to your body. So, I mean, you can't blame the guy. But when you're in that arena, man, you just got to be, you got to have, like, that aura. Kind of like Mike Tyson said when he was on Oprah. You know, you gotta feel like, you know, you're invincible, you're unstoppable. That, you know, this person shouldn't even be in the ring with you.
Yep. But Mike Tyson, I mean, I think boxing may have too many punches may have affected him too. Because he's like retarded now.
I bet you would say that in his face right now.
Maybe too many punches in the head or in the face or something. I don't know, but it seems to have some kind of effect on him.
If he was there right next to you, would you say that?
Man, he's retarded. I mean, I'll just give him a lollipop. I mean, not going to hit me. But with Mayweather, man, he says he's the best pound-for-pound fighter that there is today. If he thinks that way, then he should accept any challenge, even if Pacquiao doesn't want to, you know, accept the, if Pacquiao doesn't want to take that drug testing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he should do it. I agree. I mean, you know, if you want to be a true fighting champion, you got to accept all challenges.
Yeah.
Even though the guy, look what happened to, I mean, I know this is fictional, but look at Rocky IV. Even though that guy was, you know, Ivan Drago was on the juice, among other stuff, you know, Rocky challenged him, of course, you know, at the swell of the movie, you know, of course he had a reason to defend his country and his fallen friend, Apollo, but, you know, you gotta.
Love that movie.
I love the Rocky movie too. Yeah, I mean, for you to be, you know, for you to be on that level, you gotta take all challengers.
Yeah, I mean, come on, and the guy is cocky. He's very arrogant.
Yeah, he is.
Always talking about how much money he has, how much money he's gonna make for a fight.
Yeah, that's why it was kind of weird when he had that WrestleMania 24 with Big Show, because they were both villains.
Yeah.
I mean, Floyd Mayweather was supposed to be the underdog. I mean, by definition, I mean, that's not who he is. He's cocky, he's arrogant. But when you put him against Big Show, he's supposed to be, by definition, he should be like Rey Mysterio. He should be like a small underdog guy who, you know, who's confident, who believes in himself, but he's not cocky. He took it to the extreme. Like, you know, he was acting like he was like $1 million man, you know, letting it rain, you know, in the crowds, throwing money at people, reportedly getting paid $20 million for the fight. You know, he didn't play the good guy role. He played more of a villain role.
Yeah, this guy acts like he's above everybody else just because he makes $1 million, you know, for every fight. I mean, come on. Just because you got a lot of money than me doesn't mean you're better than me.
Exactly.
And I probably could kick his ass. Who knows? In a street fight.
What was that?
I could probably beat him in a street fight with weapons.
Well, that was pretty much what his fight was in WrestleMania 24, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because it was a mixed martial arts fight, and that's when Big Show added that knockout punch as one of his finishing moves.
Oh, right.
But here's how they over exaggerated. Sure, wrestling is fake, but he knocked Big Show out because he used brass knuckles, and then afterwards, you know, J.R. Moss, he's getting excited like. Or was it Michael Cole? I'm trying to remember who announced the fight.
Might have been
Michael Cole, because Michael Cole, you know, after the Attitude Era, he tends to exaggerate, you know, a lot of his matches.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Cole is totally night and day, the way how he used to be in the Attitude Era and how he is now. He's like a shell of himself.
Yeah.
How he used to be. But, like, when he knocked him out, the announcer, I believe it was Michael Cole, he was saying, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, he knocked him out, he shocked the world, and stuff like that. So, come on, man, the dude used brass knucks. I mean, we all knew Floyd Mayweather was going to, you know, beat him anyway.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come on, how can you remember the last time a celebrity actually lost to a professional wrestler? The ring?
Well, Pete Rose, he got choked.
Yeah, but
was, times.
But it wasn't a match.
Yeah.
He didn't have a match with him. Three WrestleManias, WrestleMania 14, 15, and 16, he got Tombstone Piledriver by Kane.
Yeah. But yeah, like, you're right. That was in the match, but he did get his ass kicked.
And then, oddly enough, that's the reason why Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame. That's the reason why last year Mr. T turned down the invitation to be in the WWE Hall of Fame, because he said that, man, you know, you inducted Pete Rose before me. This guy is not even inducted to his own, you know, baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's why he turned it down. It looks like Ultimate Warrior is most likely going to not only be a Hall of Famer this year, but he's going to headline it. Because in the opening of Raw, they added Ultimate Warrior in the intro. The opening intro.
This guy's crazy, man. His political views and his outlook on the world is, you know, he's too conservative, and he's gone nuts since he's wrestling. He changed his name to The Warrior.
I know, legally changed his name to The Warrior. Right?
What person does that?
I know, that is beyond, that is unfathomable.
He's criticized the WWE, and superstars who've been in the WWE, he's criticized Vince McMahon, and yet
everybody,
the WWE is going to put him in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, he's accepting it.
And it looks that way. I mean, it hasn't been official. They haven't announced his induction, but it looks like by them adding him into the intro, it looks like the rumors might be true, that because initially he did turn it down, just like the Honky Tonk Man, but there's rumors that both of them have signed a contract with WWE, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. So it's possible. The reason why these guys turned down the contract is because they'll be in the Hall of Fame, but the negative aspect is that if you sign the contract, you have a 6-month inactivity clause to it, meaning you can't compete in any other organization for 6 months, and you'll get $5,000, but for them, you know, that's chump change.
Very hypocritical by the WWE. But then again, everything the WWE does is hypocritical. So,
especially right now.
Yeah.
Because the Attitude Era, I mean, everybody watched it. That was when WWE was cool to watch it. Now it's like, you know, the reason why people still watch it, because of the Attitude Era. And that's the truth. Because the parents are the ones that bring the kids to the WWE.
Yeah.
In the Attitude Era, you know, even though there was stuff suitable not for children, parents still brought their kids. Now WWE is a joke. That's how it used to be. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it is getting better because of WrestleMania. You know, develop storylines better, and you know,
and
they're developing
the
characters a little bit better. What you said?
It's still one of the highest rated shows on cable, too.
Well, yeah. But the ratings, it pales in comparison how it was in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making like 3-4. But back in the Attitude Era, it was like 8-9s.
You know? I don't know about 8-9 now.
it was like...
I remember it was like 6-6s, sometimes 7. 8-9, wow, that's... I don't think they ever did that now.
I've seen that. They did that. I could be wrong, but
that would be crazy numbers right there.
It was a crazy era, but hey, I mean, I could have sworn it happened a couple of times, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that one. Don't quote me on that part.
But I know they did back then. They definitely did 6-7s, but now it's like 3-4s. Sometimes five they do.
I mean, maybe it has to be like a real major thing that happened.
Yeah. You know, that's that's also the time they were competing with WCW.
Yeah.
Was slowly declining in their ratings.
Yep. And it's ironically enough, in the Attitude Era, this happened.
Yeah.
Once Rock and Stone Cold, you know, got themselves to that championship level, that's when they took it to the last great era of WWE history.
Memories.
Yep. That's when they really
got DVDs.
What was that?
At least you got DVDs of the Attitude
Era. Oh, yeah. That's what most of the DVDs I got was during the Attitude Era and prior to it.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely not getting the Best of 2009 or the John Morrison DVD. Because, the best stuff happened was, you know, like I said, Attitude Era and prior to it. You know, the Hulk Hogan era, you know, or before that, you know.
John Morrison DVD.
Yeah. I mean, come on, seriously. I mean, John. I mean, I think John Cena already has one, but Chris Jericho and Randy Orton deserves a DVD before John Morrison. I mean, come on. I mean, sure, he's won the ECW Championship and tag team titles, but I mean, other than that, he hasn't really proven himself. Oh yeah, he also won the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, that's.
But other than that, he hasn't really done anything to like really impress me, you know, as a wrestler. I mean, sure, he does acrobatic moves, like his finishing move, the Starship pin or whatever the heck he called his move. But come on, I mean, Chris Jericho, I mean, how the hell do they not have a DVD for this guy?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. He should have had one way before John Morrison did.
I know. I mean, the time when John Morrison should come out with a DVD. And you know what's the funny thing about it? It's only him as John Morrison. They don't have anything. It's a one-disc DVD. It only has 7 matches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just 7 matches. It doesn't have him when he was done. Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I just say I wonder what those matches are.
Well, I mean, you know, matches with his ECW, when he was ECW champion. You know, some Miz and Morrison matches. And I think one with him it was a championship ECW match, him against CM Punk. But they didn't even have any matches when he was part of MNM. Miz. Remember the group when he was with Melina and Mercury?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Speaking of which, Mercury is rumored to come back also in WWE.
Oh, really?
So maybe there's rumors that maybe Morrison might turn heel and attack R-Truth after losing, and then MNM will be reformed.
Man, and he was trying to break dance a couple of smacks.
Yeah. Right.
But R-Truth. That was last week, I think, was it?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Trying to break dance.
What do you think about that tag team? I know you
R-Truth and John Morrison?
I know you are an R-Truth fan.
R-Truth shouldn't tag team with anybody. I think R-Truth is more of a singles wrestler. I don't think he's a tag team wrestler.
Even Miz called him out on it because they compared the Morrison and R-Truth group to the shortly lived Allied Powers from the 90s with British Bulldog and Lex Luger.
Oh, yeah. But that made more sense than R-Truth and John Morrison. I mean, you know, Lex Luger and British Bulldog, they were representing their countries, you know.
Right.
But R-Truth and John Morrison, I mean, I don't know what the hell they're representing.
They're representing rock and roll and hip-hop. Combined together, I suppose.
But I don't know what John Morrison represents. I mean, he wears ladies' fur coats.
Right.
He has real hair. I mean, I don't know. He doesn't look rock and roll.
Well, they say they model his gimmick after the late rock and roll singer John Morrison of the same name.
Well, man, he come on, he looks like he's trying to be Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, right? Old school Shawn Michaels
mixed with, I don't know, some other wrestler that I can't think of.
Yeah, that is kind of like the impression he kind of gives off. Like he's trying to be like old school Shawn Michaels. Yeah, as a matter of fact, they even compared Miz and Morrison to like him and Martin Jannetty when they were in the Rockers.
Oh yeah. Well,
like
you guys nowhere near Martin Jannetty.
Yeah, they even had a. They even yeah. When as soon as Miz and Morrison broke up as a tag team, they were doing promos saying that, you know, they were arguing which one is Shawn Michaels and which one is Martin Jannetty. And then afterwards, Miz had a fight against Martin Jannetty.
Man, I would say Miz looks like he'd be more Shawn Michaels.
I think they're trying to make him Morrison
be more Marty Jannetty, but then again, he was trying to be like Shawn Michaels.
But then again, Morrison, they are, you know, they are making him more serious now, you know. He is the only unified and United States champion, a three-title belt holder. No man has ever held three titles at the same exact time.
Yeah.
What you said?
Still sucks.
Who?
John Morrison.
Well, yeah. I mean, he still sucks. I mean,
Miz looks like he could be a superstar very soon.
Yeah. Well, he is a superstar, but
yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's very close to getting to the championship level.
Yeah.
The only thing I think that's holding him back is, you know, WWE's prejudice towards smaller wrestlers who's not like 300 pounds, 6 foot, you know, giant looking dudes. But I think
Morrison, you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Miz.
Miz is about 6 foot, right? He's like 6 foot something, 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, but you know, they want guys more closer to 7 feet, 300 pounds, you know.
Oh.
Like Undertaker or Hogan. You know, guys like that, you know. But I mean, there are some exceptions, you know, Shawn Michaels, the Jerichos, or the Rey Mysterios of the world. Those are the two exceptions that WWE have, you know, the guys who aren't like the most, you know, powerhouse, you know, looking dudes. But I think Miz, you know, he's gonna get a shot. But there's rumors that John Morrison is behind the scenes demanding that he gets a world title, or else he'll leave.
Man, come on, he doesn't even deserve it yet.
I mean, he won the ECW title, but you know what's the funny thing? Other organizations consider the ECW title, you know, the WWE's version of the ECW title, as a world title, as a championship caliber. But in WWE eyes, they don't view it as a championship, a legitimate championship title.
Oh.
Which is kind of funny. Because they were promoting it as a ECW championship title.
But who the hell is John Morrison to be commanding or even telling the bosses that he wants to be champion or else he'll leave? I mean, you can't be giving the boss an ultimatum like that.
Well, yeah, that's true. If it is true, then that proves he doesn't deserve it because...
And he could get his ass fired.
Apparently he has a lot of friends in the creative writing. So, because reportedly he was supposed to win it at Elimination Chamber. Let me see, which match was that? I think that was the... I'm trying to remember if that was the Undertaker one. Yeah, right. It was the one for the World Heavyweight one. You know, when Shawn Michaels screwed Undertaker out of the title, and then Jericho ended up winning the championship because of that.
Undertaker went crazy the other day.
Who?
Undertaker. Did you see that?
Oh, yes, right. I forgot to tell you about that when I was speaking to you yesterday. Yeah, he did all his all four of his finishing moves on the Heart Foundation and Crime Time.
Yeah, man. The Tombstone, Last Ride, Chokeslam, and
the Hell's Gate.
Hell's Gate.
Yeah, man. He did the he first did, I think, the Last Ride to Tyson Kidd, and then I believe he put Chad from Crime Time into the Chokeslam. Then he He put, let me try to remember. He put David Hart Smith, the British Bulldog's son, into the Tombstone Piledriver, and then he puts JTG from Crime Time into the Hell's Gate submission move.
Yeah, almost broke his arm.
Yeah, for real. I mean, the attack was kind of like unwarranted. I mean, it came out of nowhere. I mean,
his
it was,
face
so
was red.
For Undertaker?
Yeah.
Maybe he was embarrassed because of the Shawn Michaels thing. Shawn Michaels reverted back to his confident, you know, self on Raw, and he pretty much, you know, psyched out, you know, the dead man.
Man, Shawn Michaels is going to lose.
Yeah, I think Shawn Michaels is going to lose, too, because they're even releasing My Journey DVD, which is pretty much a historical, you know, DVD summarizes his best matches of his career.
Yeah, so, I was watching the other day.
And you said it was rave reviews, I presume, right?
Say that again?
You said, it was a good DVD, right?
Yeah, it's a good DVD. Yeah, it chronicles some of his matches, early matches in WWE. He talks about his some of the matches and the wrestlers like Ric Flair, his time in AWA, early in his young career. You know, it has stuff like that. It's a good DVD to watch. If you're a Shawn Michaels fan, you'll enjoy it.
What would you give it, 0 to 10, from what you've seen so far?
I'd say it's an 8. It's a good DVD.
How many of the matches have you seen in the DVD so far?
I saw that Shawn Michaels Undertaker match at Royal Rumble 97, was it? No, Royal Rumble 98. I think it was Royal Rumble 98, where there's a
wait.
Match.
Oh, the match versus each other. Okay, my fault. But I was thinking you were saying the Royal Rumble itself, because I was about to say the Shawn Michaels wasn't in the Royal Rumble match, but yeah, I see your point now. You're talking about
the championship match.
The championship match at the Royal Rumble, not the Royal Rumble match itself.
No. It was at the Royal Rumble. It was a championship match. It was a casket match between Shawn Michaels and Undertaker.
And that was Stone Cold won that Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Was that the Royal Rumble when he got thrown out and then he went back into the ring and I think he threw out The Rock?
I don't know if it was that one.
Oh, was that the?
I don't think it was that one. I think that was probably a later one.
Oh, was that the one? Oh, was that the year? Was that the 97 one when he fought against Bret Hart? Oh wait, mate, that might be it. The one I'm thinking of.
This was 98, not 97.
Yeah, but the one I was thinking of, I think, was the 97 one when he got eliminated. And then he got eliminated, but the referee didn't see it. And then I think he threw out Bret to win the Royal Rumble, even though he got eliminated, but the referee didn't see.
Oh.
So I think Stone Cold won back-to-back Royal Rumble. And then he won a third one later on.
I think it was 98 and 99. I think The Rock one, that was probably in 99, probably.
No, Rock won in 2000.
No, I'm saying the one that you're talking about where he threw out Rock. That was probably 99.
Yeah, I believe that was it.
Cause he did win back-to-back. This was in 98 and 99. In 97, I don't think he won that.
Didn't Vince McMahon won one? Because I think Rock was helping out Vince, and he threw out Stone Cold to win it.
That could have been 2001, probably.
Maybe.
2001 or 2002. Or later than that, I don't know.
Yeah, it might be late 90s, early 2000.
And, you know, Undertaker's moves, I think he copied those moves, The Last Rider and the Tombstone from pornos. those look like porn moves.
Why'd you say that?
Because look at The Last Ride, man. You have, like, the person is in your face. And they're, like, sitting on your face. and you're standing up. That's a porno move. And the tombstone, that's like a standing 69 right there.
Would you say that's Undertaker in front of his face?
Yeah. I know he did, man.
It looks like you want to try to end this streak next year, though.
If he's still wrestling. But I don't want him doing those moves to me at all.
The guy has to be a no disqualification match. Because once you use
those moves to Michelle McCool,
probably.
Hey, they're dating.
Yeah, that is the rumor. He is dating her.
She's been looking good lately.
Yeah, she is. She's in an alliance with Layla for the past, 5 months or so?
Yeah.
And they're allied with Vicky Guerrero also, which is kind of odd because they were making fun of Mickie James saying that she's fat when she's obviously not fat.
Yeah. And Vicky Guerrero's fatter than everybody.
All of them combined.
Yeah.
That's why it's kind of odd that they're, she's allied with, I know she's a villain, and they're villains too, but, it just shows the whole, fat, making fun of, making him so-called, supposedly fat, It just, perpetuates, the views of how women should look, all be like a size zero or so.
I like my women all sizes.
And I agree.
Except anorexic.
Oh, what was that?
I like my women all sizes except anorexic and obese.
Well, I definitely don't want her to, I want her to be healthy looking.
Yeah.
Eat something. But, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, funny thing on SmackDown, Rey Mysterio's whole family looks like they're taller than him.
You know? Oh, yeah, right. Right, when CM Punk interrupted the family reunion in the ring.
Yeah, even his daughter looks taller than him, man.
Yeah, she did. She was like 9 years old.
The son looks like he could take a CM Punk.
Yeah, the Dominic is going up a bit. If you remember, he was in that. He made his debut, and his wife made the debut on WWE when probably the daughter too, but she was probably a little younger. When in that epic Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio rivalry, when they were saying that Eddie Guerrero is the biological father of Eddie Guerrero, of Rey Mysterio's real life son.
Yeah.
They had like pretty much a storyline all over that.
Man, that was like 4 years ago or something?
This was more than that. This was like, yeah, I'd say about 5 years. Four or 5 years.
Yeah.
No, I'd say 5 or 6. This was like 94, 95.
94?
This was like, 98, did I say 94? I mean, 2004 or 2004.
Oh.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, yeah, around that time, yeah.
Yeah.
Just before Eddie Guerrero died.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I was thinking, and I totally forgot Vicky was, involved in it, because my memory, until I saw it on that SmackDown DVD, that the Best of SmackDown DVD they came out with the 10th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize she was there because I thought she debuted, in WWE after he passed away.
No, she was there with Guerrero.
Yeah, I forgot about that until I saw the, I saw the tape. That's another thing.
She wasn't that fat back then.
Well, yeah, but another thing, they shouldn't have put her in a villain, a villainous role, because, she's really the widow of, Eddie Guerrero. I mean,
yeah.
They shouldn't treat, they shouldn't make her do the whole thing with Edge, Just like they, you know, they didn't, you know, respect him.
That probably could have been real, though, if you think of it.
I mean, hey, I mean, if it's real, then that's a different story, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was really real in real life.
Yeah, I mean, if it was real, then that, I mean, that's a totally different situation.
Yeah.
I don't think he was still dating Lita at that time or whatnot.
He doesn't even look that good. She's ugly.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, Jericho was just making fun of that because Jericho had the highlight reel.
Oh, right, yeah.
He brought it back. Last time he brought it back, that was when he had the feud with Shawn Michaels.
Right.
Yo. So, yeah, he brought it back, and I don't know if you saw the ending on SmackDown.
Let me try to remember.
Jericho invited Edge to the highlight reel.
Oh yeah, right. And yeah, Jericho. He was talking about how he dated Vicky Guerrero and everything. Yeah, I remember.
And then that, you know, Edge was gonna do the spear again on him, and then this time, because the past weeks, Edge has been doing the spear for like a month at least. He's been doing the spear on Jericho ever since he's returned, you know, to the WWE after winning the Royal Rumble. So when he was going to go for the spear, Jericho turned around and hit him in the belt, like at the exact point where Edge would have speared him. And then Jericho started, you know, and spear, because the fans kept taunting him because Edge keeps spearing him, which is pretty much a tackle, you know, a running tackle, in case you're not familiar with the spear, which is Edge's finishing move. But
Jericho gave him the spear.
Huh?
Didn't Jericho give him the spear?
No, he hit him with the World Heavyweight belt.
Oh.
To start chanting spear.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, WrestleMania looks like it's going to be real good. The only match I'm worried about is the Triple H-Sheamus match. That match looks like it's going to be whack. The only way it'll be interesting is if Sheamus actually does something memorable and beats Triple H. And then that, if Triple H beats Sheamus, there's nothing Sheamus could really do that's going to really... you know, put him over the top. There's a proof right here to show if Triple H has, you know, supported this guy ever since he's been in WWE. You know, that's his training buddy, you know, off camera. So, and like Triple H said in the ring on the show, he said that all his past accomplishments don't mean nothing until he, you know, beats him at WrestleMania.
I think he'll win. I could see Sheamus winning.
Yeah, he has to win. I mean, because, you know, Triple H does have a history of, you know, burying, you know, talent. But this is one of his guys, so I would assume Triple H is going to, you know, do him a favor and let Sheamus beat him. And that even includes him winning the title. Triple H is putting himself over the title.
Yeah, I think I think Sheamus will beat him. I think John Cena will win the title from Batista.
Yeah. You know, John Cena only lost once at WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, was that last year?
He lost to, was it last year's one? He lost to Orton.
I'm trying to remember. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Because remember, his first WrestleMania was against Big Show for the United States title when John Cena was in his prime as, the rapper version.
Word Life.
Yeah, the Word Life John Cena. Back to Tugonomics John Cena. Then He won against JBL. He won his the title for the first time, which was the first
Hollywood
first,
WrestleMania.
His first, yes, right, exactly. WrestleMania 21. And you know, that was like the probably like that was like after that, you know, so you know the fans were behind them. Then after by the time the second WrestleMania came on when he was in full Marine mode, that's when you know, the fans soured on him and his gimmick, you know, immediately got stale.
Yeah, man.
Because they took away all the things that the fans liked about him and tried to turn him into a carbon copy of Hulk Hogan.
Stone Cold.
No, yeah, I mean, the attire looks like Stone Cold, but, you know, he's like a, you know, 32 shoes, you know, milk and cookie, you know, kind of, you know, wrestler. Like, you know, he would never eat or do anything while his word life version of him when he was a villain used to hit people with chains and all that stuff. Now he's acting, you know, now he's acting like, you know, he's too good to cheat and all that stuff.
Yeah, and remember when he first won the title, he had that spinner on the belt?
Right, exactly.
That was, man. Go back to that.
Yeah, I mean, in his, I'll give him credit, with his feud with Batista, he's, you know, him and Batista, you know, my skills have improved. Because Cena's not even, he's not really talking as much as he used to. And that's, he's definitely not yelling on the top of his lungs for no apparent reason like he used to be doing. So, you know, hopefully he'll keep it up. Because when he was a rapper, you know, of course he did it in a monotone. You know, he had the same monotone, but it was like it showed that he was confident. You know?
Right.
You know, nothing really rattled him. With him, it's like one second, you know, he talks in his monotone, and then after he just screams for no reason, and then afterwards he looks and smiling, and then the other second he's like sad or whatever. It's like, dude, you know, stick with a gimmick.
And didn't you tell me Batista's like 50 years old?
No, he's like 41, man.
Yeah, he's real old. He's up there.
And there's rumors that he might retire after that and pursue movies after this WrestleMania. So, looks like expect him to be a transitional champion until he loses to Cena at WrestleMania.
Oh, okay. It's like Batista finally, I don't know, he has an attitude now.
Exactly.
He has a personality now.
Exactly. As a villain, with him changing into a heel, it's like now he has the popularity and the spontaneity that he had when he first turn into a good guy when he challenged Triple H for the title for the first time. That's what they need to do with John Cena, because John Cena's gimmick is too too dry now. It's the same thing he's been doing for the past, what, 5 years or so. It's time for a change. It's time for you to change the gimmick. You know,
back to people world, don't. Right?
Yeah, man. They need. It's the same stuff every Monday night. It's like, come on, man, do something. Do something that, you know, we haven't, you know, we don't expect. But Batista turning back heel, you know, he doesn't talk that much, which is his you know, his weakness as a, you know, as a good guy. He talked too much, you know. Because Batista's supposed to be the animal, you know. He's supposed to be, you know, like attacking people, like kind of like the Ultimate Warrior or Goldberg, dominant.
Yeah.
As a good guy, you know, he let people beat up on him most of the match, and then he just do a Batista bomb and a spear and beat them. But as a villain, he dominates, you know, because he plays into the role that he's supposed to play.
Yeah, and he has like a bad guy. I guess he has a shade and a leather jacket. Like a
yeah,
tough,
he has
good guy.
Yeah, he's. he's playing more into the role, man, instead of force feeding you as a good guy. Because the first time when he turned into a good guy, I was like, oh, he turned into a good guy. Oh, it's against Triple H. Right. You know, that was when Triple H was, like, the main villain, you know. So he turned on him, and it was interesting because he never did that before. Now it's like he, you know, everybody expects what he did. And now he also surpassed Stone Cold on the all-time days as a champion.
Cool, Batista?
Yeah, like, I think this is he's fifth or sixth all-time.
Oh, wow.
Because I looked on this... I looked on the web, and they were pretty much showing, I think it was on the message board. Now, of course, the record is Bruno Sammartino with, like, over 4,000 days as a champion. And then right behind him is, like, Hulk Hogan and, you know, some other people. Oh, yeah, John Cena is, like, fifth or fourth place.
Oh, okay.
Because John Cena, when he first won, he held it for, like, a year, for almost
Who's
a year.
Third?
I forgot. I'd have to check back again.
Oh, okay. Could be Diesel. I know Diesel held it for like a year without losing.
Could be him too.
365 days.
Didn't Undertaker hold it for when he was on the street? Didn't he hold it for a year also too?
Probably.
He might be there too, even though he hasn't really had, you know, in the 2000s, he hasn't really had held the belt that much. I mean,
and
until recently.
Where did you see this?
I think this was on the WWE, on message, one of the message boards, I believe. I saw it on.
Oh, okay.
But, What are your thoughts for you know, this upcoming season?
Baseball?
Yeah, baseball season.
Yankees have to repeat. Go in there, play our best, and try to defend our title. Move some ass. And put Jabba in the bullpen, because right now in spring training, it doesn't look like he's doing good as a starter. So hopefully they'll put him in the bullpen and put Hughes in that fifth role.
I agree with that. And what are your thoughts for the Mets to, you know, try to compete here?
The Mets have to get guys back. They have to figure out their starting rotation. Because Johan Santana can't start 5 days every week.
Right. That is
true. So they just got to figure out things with their rotation and their lineup and just play well. Not make mistakes like, you know, overrunning the bases and not catching pop-ups. So,
you're absolutely right about that. What did you think about Raw and TNA?
TNA, I didn't see TNA.
Hmm.
I don't know
yeah,
what happened because my cable, you know.
Oh, right. Yes, that is correct. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the, well, TNA, they had the, was the surprise wrestler who challenged Sting because the epic Hogan and Abyss versus AJ Styles versus Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
They fought, and that's what they kicked off the show with. And then Sting, the light went out, and then Sting came in with his trademark black baseball bat. And then afterwards, guess who he attacked? Guess who he attacked?
Who?
No, take a lucky guess. Who do you think he attacked? Ric Flair and AJ Styles or Abyss and Hogan?
Kurt Angle.
No, I'm talking about the match. This he stopped the match.
Okay. You're asking who in the match who he attacked? Hogan.
Correct. He attacked Hogan and Abyss. He turned heel. And then afterwards, they jumped Hogan and Abyss. So then Hogan said, you know, you guys are not getting off that easy. So the match is going to be, they're going to redo the match later on the show. essentially no disqualification.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, man, I gotta, once I get my cable, which is Tuesday, see, I can watch TNA again. Because right now, you know, I don't have anything, so.
It's on Thursday, because that's how I was able to watch it.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, I'll get my cable back. And by the way, yeah, your ending music is not playing, by the way, because of this damn switchboard again. So, been having problems since damn yesterday. So, looks like it's not going to play today. Looks like we're going to have to go on with dead air.
That's the way we like it. But with that, I want to thank everybody, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports with Religion. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews. I am William Memo. See you guys next week. Thank you for coming on to the show, Mac.
No problem, man. Anytime.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll talk to you guys next week. See you later.
Peace.